I introduce you to Muhammad Ali. Thank you very much.
Brothers, sisters, friends, I greet you with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I've just asked the honorable gentleman how many minutes I have. He said 5 minutes, as I come from North Africa, so that means 50 minutes. But I'll stick, I'll try to do my best. Because I have to, it takes me time to integrate into the British society, so I have to stick. As you can see, I want to demonstrate today that integration is a process and it's not a digital button, you press it, then I'm fully integrated. So I apologize if I'm going to overgo my time. Talking about the title here, Islamophobia and Stopping the War, both of them are linked. If we see the roots of Islamophobia, it comes from the understanding of Islam and Muslims. And someone summarized it in the Daily Telegraph, and they said that Muslims, they have something in common, and that what they have in common, they are like dogs, so they have something in common. Well, I think Muslims, we do have something in common, and what we have in common, we have it also in common with the humanity. Tony Blair accused us of having an evil ideology. And that evil ideology, because Muslims, they have a dream to be united. Well, we Muslims, we have another dream as well. But I don't know how he's going to describe us after I say this. We have a dream to unite humanity, because we all come from the same root. All of us, we have the same destiny. All of us, we share the same space. If you, in the last year or so, started with the issue of cartoons in Denmark, and suddenly people, they start thinking, oh, Muslims, you are not tolerant. This is about freedom of expression. I looked, if you attack a black man, that will be described as a racism. If you attack a Jew, that is anti-Semitism. But if you attack a Muslim, that is a matter of freedom of expression. And then we have Muslims. We have some Muslims coming out and saying, oh, freedom of expression has limits and doesn't have limits. To me, freedom of expression has no limits. But that issue is not an issue of freedom of expression. That is insulting us. Well, our Prophet, we have no picture of him. We don't know how he looks like. 1400 years ago, there is no digital camera coming from Sony. But they draw someone with a brown color, so he's a racist from the start, with a long beard. Actually, he looks like me, but I'm not a terrorist. Trust me, I'm not a terrorist. And you have to trust me because I'm not a politician, because if a politician tells you, trust me, he will take you to war. But trust me. By the way, trust me is the nickname of a lie. So if a politician wants to lie, he will say, trust me. So you know what happened after that. Then if we take it within the context of the war on terror, when they have someone with a Middle East appearance, with a turban and the beard, and having a bomb, an explosive coming out of his head, what they are saying the roots, because you don't find two Muslims we would say that we have a dispute with our Prophet. We all obey him, and we hold him in the highest esteem. So that's what we have in our hearts, and we are not asking anyone to share that. We are not looking to impose that on anyone. But this is our belief. This is our feeling. If that man he is the root cause of all terrorism, that means anyone who obeys this man should be treated as a terrorist. And this is why we do oppose that. And since then, it is an open season, attacks on Muslims. If you open any radio station, any television station, you will see, a Muslim boy somewhere, a chicken halal meat somewhere. Everything is around Islam and Muslims. Anything which involves a Muslim, then it is in use. If it doesn't involve Muslims, it's not in use. Until Jacques Straw, he came later on and he said, I'm not comfortable to speak to a woman with a veil. Who told you that Muslim women are there to please you, Mr. Straw? A Muslim woman is wearing a veil. If she decides to, I totally oppose anything to be imposed on any woman, whether it's a Muslim or not. But if she chooses to, that's her problem. And I'm not there, and she's not there. She wants to be comfortable, not to make Jacques Straw comfortable. That's the problem. And we have to respect that. Always what we hear, we are trying to build a tolerant society. No, we want to build a respectful society. We deserve more than that. We want to respect each other. Diversity for us Muslims is a sign of the Creator. Is one of the powerful signs of the Creator. He created us with different colors and gave us different languages and different tongues. We have to celebrate that. We have to be proud of that. Imagine that today, all of us, tonight, we have to eat fish and chips. I want to eat curry tonight. That would be better, isn't it? Yes. But the likes of Jacques Straw, they want us to be put all in one corner. It doesn't come like that. We have too much in common, and we have some few things. We are different, and we have to respect each other. If I'm wearing something and you are wearing something else, that's your choice. I have to respect your choice. And that's what we deserve. That's the society we want to build. I'll tell you, Jacques Straw lost it since he left the Foreign Office. He lost it completely. He lost his equilibrium. He was passing by the statue of Churchill, and Churchill asked him, I was standing here for the last 50 years, why don't you give me a horse like you gave to Cromwell? And he couldn't believe himself, and he went to Tony, and he told him, listen, that's what Churchill is asking me. And Tony said to him, don't be mad. He said to him, trust me. I said, I'm not going to trust you, because you know when we told the British public to trust both of us, what we did. So he went away, and again Churchill told him, listen, I am the one who defeated the Nazi Germany. I am the one who is standing here for the last 50 years. Why don't you give me a horse? So finally Tony came with him, and when they went to Churchill, Churchill looked at Jack and told him, Jack, I told you I need a horse, not an American poodle.
Fantastic.